B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police say a Pennsylvania woman drove into the path of an oncoming vehicle as a way to test her faith and then exhibited no concern about the people who were injured in the crash.
Huh.
31-year-old Nadasia Riley faces aggravated assault and other charges over allegations she purposely caused the wreck. Police say she told them she'd been driving around for a few hours, waiting for a calling from God when she decided to drive through the oncoming traffic. Two people in the
Did she have her Bluetooth hooked up to get that call? Or
maybe, I don't. She didn't give the details.
Yeah, this is God.
Two people in the other vehicle were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. I don't know.
Other people in the vehicle.
I don't know the severity of the injuries. I don't know.
Yeah.
A deaf man has decided to sue Pornhub and other pornographic websites because he said he cannot enjoy video content without the closed captioning.
You know, I've never even looked to see if there's closed captioning on those porn videos.
Yaroslav
that my friend watches.
Suris, a New York resident, tried to watch videos on Pornhub entitled Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew.
This would be much better with dialogue.
Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk and others.
Yeah.
And he could not due to the website's lack of closed captioning. The lawsuit alleges that Pornhub, RedTube, and YouPorn are in violation of the 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act. Part of the ADA's goal is to provide full and equal enjoyment of a public accommodations.
The time has come to allow even those who are deaf to watch movies and spank it with the closed captioning running so they can appreciate what kind of pizza it is, where exactly the nurse is putting her finger. All of these things enhance the sexual experience. Many times it's difficult to get off if you don't know the subtext.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, he stepped in.
And so, they're supposed to provide full and equal enjoyment of public accommodations, goods, services, facilities, and privileges, according to the lawsuit.
That's why at the AVNs, everyone can't wait to see who wins the script writing awards.
The ADA cites that its purpose is to make sure that people with disabilities have the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. Now, Pornhub's vice president, Corey Price, disputed the claim that the website doesn't offer closed captions. He said, while we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, we'd like to take this opportunity to point out that we do have a closed captions category. So there's a whole category for people who have hearing impairments.
Erg, slurp, blip, blip.
Totally. That's what it's got to be. You know?
Swish.
This guy has previously sued Fox News, the New York Post, and other outlets alleging similar ADA violations on their websites. But now he's going after porn.
I think if there's one category, my friend turns the sound all the way down.
Locking your keys in the car. It's done by all of us at one time or another. But for one Florida father, the urgency to get back in his SUV was all the more dire because his one-year-old daughter was locked inside.
Of course.
Luckily, a group of deputies was nearby, and they enlisted the help of inmates who were able to unlock the door within minutes, and the incident was all caught on camera.
Because they're good at it, right?
Sheriff Chris Noko said, our trustees are people who have made mistakes. We're trying to rehabilitate them to get back into society. So five low-risk offenders who were repairing medians at the time jumped into action. The officer said when somebody had a wire coat hanger, we were able to get the door open enough to get it in there and unlock the door. The unlikely teamwork ended up saving the day. Noko said that the inmate's unique skill set came in handy, and the baby's parents confirmed the child is doing just fine.
So nice.
They had the inmates come over and break into the car for him.
If you guys remember, I locked my keys in the car at the Subaru broadcast, and the apparatus that they used to open the door was wild. They basically stuck like a bladder into like the door crack and
to
then
separate it,
and then pumped it up with air, and then so separated it enough so that they could get like a little jack in there.
Oh yeah, that
was that the Audi?
Yeah.
Yeah, that when I drove the Audi and my keys constantly were being locked in the car, they did the exact same thing. I was along Lancaster Ave in Wayne, and they kind of like pumped it up so then they could get the sliver, the little whatever it's called in there to unlock it. Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Yeah.
Interesting. 72-year-old man died from a cardiac arrest when he tried to push his poop out too hard.
Uh-oh. Let this serve as a warning.
I was there earlier this morning, to be honest.
Yeah. How hard were you pushing?
You know, or it started getting lightheaded.
Do you keep ski poles by the toilet?
I do. Should. Give you that extra grip. The man, surnamed Zhu from China, had pre-existing coronary heart disease and high blood pressure.
Well, he had mitigating circumstances.
Yeah, but they said it was because of this. The incident happened last Tuesday when the old man was suffering from constipation. He had not had any bowel movements for 3 days and decided to go to the bathroom one night. However, while trying to defecate, he suddenly became unconscious and collapsed. And he was then rushed to the hospital and he was pronounced dead. Doctors explained that the man had exerted excessive force while he was defecating, which led to a cardiac arrest leading to his death.
Not to get too disgusting here, but have you ever tried to force so hard that you burst a blood vessel?
No.
I have.
What blood vessel?
Something in my butt.
Really? Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, in your eye.
Cut me, Boogie. apparently, you know, that you have to watch out. When I had the fainting thing on the show, I was coughing and I had with a basal vagal reaction where you basically give yourself a sleeper hold. Mm-hmm. That happens on straining to defecate.
The doctor said,
enjoy your breakfast.
That when people exert too much pressure while urinating or defecating, the body's internal pressure increases, which disrupts the nerves, causing heart rate and blood pressure to decrease. And this leads to the lack of supply of blood to the heart, which causes cardiac arrest. Pretty wild, man. And then we'll do one more story. Travelers on the Mexico City subway system often blame authorities for broken down escalators at subway stops, but officials have another explanation. It's vast amounts of pee that is the problem.
Oh, my God.
Somehow urine is penetrating and corroding the drive wheels and mechanisms of the escalators that carry riders up from underground stations. The Metro system listed corrosion due to urine as one of the top five causes of escalator breakdowns. Fermin Ramirez, the assistant manager of Rails, said that riders appear to be urinating on escalators at off-peak hours and lightly used stations, even though it seems hard to believe. He said when we open up the escalators for maintenance, there is always urine. But most stations have no public bathroom facilities, a fact that Twitter users were quick to point out.
So I watched a documentary on what's going on in San Francisco with the homeless population, and they were showing these doors down this alleyway, Preston, where the bottoms of the doors had rotted away from being peed on.
I believe it. That's nasty.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Authorities are looking for what they're calling a futuristic thief who hovered his way through a Walmart and stole a number of items, including a television.
He was on something that was pretty cool I had not seen before.
Yeah, the police had released a surveillance video that shows an unidentified man roll into the business with a pair of electric roller skating shoes.
What? They're like a hoverboard, but like on each foot.
Police said the man grabbed a television and a bouquet and left the store without paying. They posted on their Facebook page, "Back to the Future's McFly, he's not, but his hover shoes, Voyagers, Moto Kicks, space shoes, or whatever you want to call them, makes him our first futuristic thief."
There's something sublime about the way he just floats in, robs the place, and then just floats out.
Police are asking anyone with information to contact them.
I need to see this footage.
It's cool.
A woman walking through the baggage claim area of Miami International Airport while casually removing all of her clothes is now in custody for a mental evaluation.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hot. I haven't been the same since I lost my IKEA challenge.
It was just before midnight when she stunned, the stunned passenger spotted the woman walking by in her dark blue underwear.
I guarantee you this is not the kind of person you'd want to see naked.
I'm guessing so, too. I didn't see a mugshot, so I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess so. Video shows the woman appears to be singing as she's calmly taking off her clothes while walking through the area. Eventually, she is...
Now a little boys to men.
She is naked in the middle of the airport.
We don't even talk anymore.
Moments later, a video shows her on top of a police car near the airport exit.
FYI, did you know the video for this was shot in, where was it?
White Sands.
White Sands?
Yeah.
That's funny, right?
She jumps off
Tyler Banks is in the video.
She jumps off in traffic and runs over to a waiting police officer.
Poor cops.
Takes her into custody, yep. Passengers who saw the video were not expecting what they saw. Police say the woman is from out of state. A check found that she might have had a previous arrest from November. Police say that when they spoke with her, she was incoherent and delusional.
Not bad from behind.
Actually, yeah, Nick, you know what?
Body-wise, really?
Yeah. Steve, you're...
Yeah.
Oh, let me take a look.
Yeah. So they Baker acted her, meaning that she would be sent for a mental evaluation.
That wasn't what I was expecting.
No.
I was expecting, where are my cigarettes?
Right. By the way, you did the Manthe voice, the last Daily Rush video. I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, it was Kathy's thing inside her mouth.
Wait, what?
I watched it over and over. Your little your cyst in your mouth.
Oh.
And then your Manthe was saying, you know, when... I'll guide your finger to it. Yeah, and when it touches, when I quiver.
Nervous.
Happens to all the guys. That was a lot of guys.
It happens to all the guys.
Yeah, so anyway, you need to see that Daily Rush video. Okay, another story. There's a limit on how long a person can claim to be test driving a vehicle, as one driver discovered. Let's see. The driver, a 32-year-old Detroit woman, came to police attention after an officer noticed her car had a yellow registration tab. The officer could find no computer record of the vehicle, so he conducted a traffic stop. Asked her for her driver's license, registrations, and proof of insurance. She told him that she was just test driving the vehicle.
Yeah.
Police asked how long she had been test driving it, and she said, a couple of months. The officer asked why the vehicle had not been registered. She said that it wasn't registered because she had not officially bought the vehicle.
I'm still deciding.
She then handed the officer the car's title and her identification card. Apparently, she had 9 current suspensions and 2 driving with license suspended convictions and also had multiple warrants out for in several jurisdictions.
Oh, and did the cop make a big deal out of that?
So she was arrested and she was taken.
She seems completely roadworthy.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we'll do another story here. A Wisconsin man busted for selling weed and possessing other drugs told police that he ingested his dead mother's ashes.
Oh, my God.
Austin Schroeder allegedly sold drugs to undercover cops a number of times in Waukesha. A drug task force executed a search warrant for his apartment, and they found glass pipes, MDMA, bongs, and an unknown powder. Officers also found a large amount of gold and platinum stashed in a safe in the apartment. When cops questioned Schroeder about the powder, he told investigators his mother had died in 2019 and that she was cremated. So he told cops that he would mix his mother's ashes with a variety of substances, some of which he ultimately ingested.
Oh, God, man.
Imagine the life of this woman only to end up up this dude's nose.
Yep.
Didn't Keith Richards snort his dad?
He did, but he was fully alive and intact.
I want to say that it was an accident or something like that. Yeah. Casey sounds familiar. He was hit with a number of charges, by the way, for that. And there you go. That's what I have in this run on the Bizarre File.
I think the Keith Richards thing was a joke.
It was?
Yeah, he was saying, I've done everything under the sun, including smoking my dad's ashes or whatever, but he actually did not do that. He had to clarify later.
When a Keith Richards says that, you go, yeah, he probably did that.
Yeah, right, you got to, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All right, who snorted their dog then? They accidentally spilled cocaine on their dog and then...
That was Gary Busey.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, you're right.
That was a story. So he had spilled some on the dog, and he would, every now and then go and sniff on the dog.
I saw a clip of a Gary Busey interview, recent interview, where he was the most cogent and together I have ever seen him.
Wow.
Like talking about his career and talking about the character in Lethal Weapon and all this stuff. I'm like, what the hell has happened?
Wow. You know what? Senility has gone the other way with him, Steve.
It's made him sharper.
It made him normal.
In the case of what is being referred to as reverse Alzheimer's.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.